It has turned December, the last month here of 2024. All year long, at the first of the month, we have first Wednesday of the month, we have Seth Cook and B. Wilson from the Mexico Area Family YMCA come in. How was your Thanksgiving, guys? Good morning.
Good.
Good. Good. I know, B, you were dressed up for the turkey trot, and you were there that morning. How'd that go for you?
Good. Gobble, gobble.
All right. Very nice. And Seth, a lot of people showed up for that run?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good turnout. We had good registration and then a good show out, even though it was pretty cold.
Yeah, a little bit chilly that Thursday morning. I do remember that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on for the month of December, if you will, Seth.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some sports coming up. So our fall basketball session's coming to a close on the 14th. We'll play our last games. And then winter basketball session is open for registration now until December 16th. Games for those run from January 18th to February 15th. And practices would start 2 weeks before that January 18th game. We've also got our winter two-man scramble league on the golf simulator. We're finishing up our fall one now, and then we'll start our winter one in late January, and registrations are open for those as well.
And that could come in handy because it gets cold outside, and a lot of people won't be doing the golfing whenever there's snow on the ground, but you can do it over at the Mexico Area Family YMCA.
Absolutely. That's my favorite room in the Y there. The next closest simulator is in Columbia, I think. So, yeah, want to try and get some more usage on that. So we're actually going to look at opening up monthly single tournaments as well. This would be a nine-hole tournament. Single person, no teams. You come in, register as many times as you want, many chances as you want to get your best score. At the end of the month, we'll give out awards as long as we have enough sign up. So keep an eye out for that in January as well. And then outside of that, we've just got our Special Olympics team is going to the bowling competition this Saturday, and hoping to get some good scores there.
Is that in Jefferson City that's taking place, or
this year's in Columbia?
In Columbia. Yep. Okay. Well, good luck to them. How many people do you have involved in that?
Yeah. So for practice, we get like 30 to 40 show up, and then this year we registered 33. So we'll take around 28 to 30.
Well, that will be exciting, and hopefully we'll get an update on that next time. You guys are going to be in. It'll be January, and 2025. You ready for the new year, B?
Yep.
You are ready for the new year. Very nice.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Absolutely. Well, absolutely. B and Seth, I certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning. Anything else, Seth, going on over?
Yeah, we'll actually have some days that will be closed this month, so mm-hmm. I'll just kind of get that out here now. For Christmas Eve, we'll be open, but closing early, so we'll be open 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Christmas Day will be closed, and then New Year's Eve will be open 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. New Year's Day will be closed again.
All right, and the Get Fit Challenge will be on the way soon, I'm sure, as that's a very popular event over there. Guys, we certainly appreciate you coming in this morning, and we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Matt.
All right. Thank you so much. B, thank you.
Thank you. See you 2025.